NPR's Uri Berliner is with us, and we are joined once again by Jennifer Nuzzo. She's an epidemiologist and senior scholar at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. Jennifer, thank you so much for sticking around. Our next listener has a question weighing on a lot of people's minds.
Sophia from Carbondale, Colorado. Is it too early to start reopening? Are governors changing tone so rapidly because of the pressure from the right, with the protests being egged on by the president?
So, you know, there you have the science and politics here, you know, competing with each other, one thinks. So what do you think about this? When is the right time to start reopening?
Well, politics aside, there are clearly a number of pressures on governors. You know, these measures are really difficult. People are experiencing tremendous economic hardship, and that's a really hard situation for governors to be in. That said, in terms of whether or not it's the right time, I mean, the data are clearly still worrisome, particularly in a number of states. Governors may see short declines in cases, but they're possibly not seeing the full picture, particularly since testing for coronavirus is so constrained still in the United States. And a number of the states that have been talking about opening in particular don't seem to be doing enough testing.
And here is another question. This is from Amanda. Here it is.
Hi, my name is Amanda. I'm calling from Chicago. I wanted to know, how do we safely return to regular life, given there is no vaccine and treatment, and that there are predictions that there will be spikes again in the fall?
I mean, is there a way to avoid spikes in cases without a vaccine?
Well, so we have to remember that the social distancing that we're doing right now, that so far has produced promising results in terms of slowing the spread of infection in the U.S., is not a cure. It doesn't eliminate the virus. It's a pause button. So as soon as we release those measures, if we don't do something instead, the cases are going to come back up. So that's just something that everybody should realize. Hopefully the places that are thinking about releasing the social distancing, releasing the restrictions, have plans in place to identify individual cases, isolate them, do contact tracing. There's a lot of things they have to do on the individual case level that takes a tremendous amount of resources and a lot of planning. And unfortunately, many of the states that are considering it, I don't think have those plans in place. So we have to continue to be worried about being exposed to the virus once the measures are in place. Look, there's not going to be a normal right after this. It's not going to be like going back to pre-COVID life. There's still going to have to be restrictions. Vulnerable Americans are going to have to continue to protect themselves and potentially shelter for quite some time.
Okay, we have one last question for Uri here. This is from Diane in Virginia, who's wondering what eating out might be like after restrictions are lifted.
Would we require food service personnel to wear masks? Because as human beings, when we speak, we naturally spit or saliva is excreted from the mouth.
Okay. Uri, yeah, what about that? We see some restaurants are reopening. What plans are they using to do that?
Yeah, in some restaurants that's happening right now, at Taco Bell, KFC, Pizza Hut, their employees are wearing masks. We'll probably see a lot more of that. You know, tables will be moved farther apart to achieve social distancing. You may be seeing disposable menus, plates and utensils, single-use condiments, things like those little packages of ketchup instead of bottles of ketchup.
Okay. Doesn't sound very elegant, but I guess we'll go with that. That's NPR's Uri Berliner. And also with us, Jennifer Nuzzo, epidemiologist and senior scholar at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. Thank you both so much for talking to us today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News.